This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. We are still on Hey Amud Beis 5b, the second section from the Mishnah of Ein HaEdin until Ein Onshin Min HaDin. And this is the green section, the green text on the source sheet. Mishnah begins as follows. Ein ha'edin zomimim neheragin. We don't put edim zomimim to death ad sheyigmar hadin, until a verdict is rendered. Right, so they come to court. They testify that Reuven killed Shimon. The court, in accordance with their testimony, right, sentences Reuven to death. And then before Reuven is put to death, a second set of witnesses comes and says, that testimony can't be true because you were with us in such and such a place and such a time. So that's the Mishnah says, Eina Eden Zomim in Eragin Ad Sheyigmar Hadin. The verdict has to be rendered. If right after you give your testimony, somebody else comes and says, you know, and makes you Eden Zomimin, before the verdict is rendered, you wouldn't get killed. Shahareyat Stukim Amrim. Now that Stukim, right? The Sadducees, those who don't believe in the oral tradition and Torah Shebaal Peh, Omrim. They say Ad Sheyaharog. Right? The Edom Zomim don't get killed until the person they're testifying about gets killed. Shenemar. Right? It says Nefesh Tachat Nefesh. Right? It says in Shmot that. It's a you know, an eye for an eye and a soul for a soul. You die if you take somebody else's life, and you have the word nefesh in the context of Edom Zomim as well. Rashi actually highlights that for us. So Amar Lahem Chachamim, the Chachamim said to the Tzdukim in this conversation the Mishnah is having, v'halokvar nemar. I didn't already say it, but we see it said in Devarim. That's the parsha of Edom Zomim. Va'asitim lo kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv. We do to them what they desired to do to achiv, to their brother. Right? That implies, says the Mishnah, v'harei achiv kayam. That implies that the brother is still present, still alive. You haven't yet killed him. Ve'im kein. Lama ne'mar nefesh tachat nefesh. Right, what do we do with the Tzdukis, the pasuk that the Tzdukim are marshaling? Why does it say nefesh tachat nefesh, a soul for a soul? So that comes to teach us the following. Right, yachol misha'a shekiblu edusan yahargu. You might have thought that the moment their testimony was accepted, and then they were huzamed, we would put them to death. Talmud Lomar comes the Chumash to teach us, nefesh tachas nefesh, the phrase, a soul for a soul, teaches us, to ha'ena neherogin ad sheyigmar hadin. Right, that Edom Zomim are not killed until the verdict is rendered. Right, so it's not literally a soul for a soul, but you had them sentenced to death, and therefore we're going to sentence you to death. That's what the nefesh tachat nefesh means, and it can't mean until you kill them because achiv is still alive. So that is our position. The traditional position is Edom Zomimim have to get the verdict sealed but not have the defendant killed. If they're huzam in between those two, they get killed. So now the Gemara takes it one step further. And the Gemara says, Tana b'ribi. Right, so Ribi is a guy. So we learn, b'ribi Omer. Strange name, but such is life. Lo hargu neheragin. Hargu e neheragin. Right, so b'ribi tells us what we already know. Lo hargu, if the Edom Zomimim did not manage to actually have the defendant killed. Neheragin, they themselves get killed. But hargu, if they get the defendant killed. Ein neharagin. They don't get killed. But we've seen this before. We saw in the Mishnah. And now Amar Avis, so his father says to him, Bini, my son, lav kal v'chomer hu. Is this not a kal v'chomer? When a kal v'chomer is a large logical argument. If we kill them even when they were unsuccessful in killing the defendant, how much more so we should kill them if they are successful in killing the defendant? That's a fabulous kal v'chomer. Right? You get killed for trying. Of course you get killed for succeeding in killing the guy. So he says back to his father, and this is, again, that's a fascinating interchange. Amar lo limadetenu rabbeinu, right? Our master, our teacher, you taught us. She'ein onshin min hadin. We do not punish via a kal v'chomer. Right? We can prove something is us or something is this, something permitted. From a kal v'chomer, we do not apply a punishment, certainly not a capital punishment, from the use of a kal v'chomer. Now, how do you know that? D'tanya, right? This is an interesting proof, and it was probably at this point in the Gemara where I wondered why I was learning Makkah with Eitan in preparation for his bar mitzvah. My bet is it was right about here. So, what's the proof that ein onshin min hadin, that we don't apply a kal v'chomer to punish in the area of capital punishment, right, in terms of death? So it says as follows. Torah says, ish asher yikach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo. Right, there is a pretty severe punishment if you sleep, right, asher yikach, you take, literally means here to sleep with, your sister who is the daughter of your father, i.e. a half-sister, paternal half-sister. O bat imo, right? A sister who is the daughter of your mother. So that's a maternal half-sister. Right? That is, right? Aser says the Chumash with a severe punishment. Ein li ela bat aviv shelo bat imo. The Torah has only taught me I only have, right, the daughter of my father, meaning paternal half-sister, who is not the daughter of, also the daughter of my mother, right? We don't share a common mother. And the Chumash teaches me, bat imo, right? We share a sister from my mother, we share the mother, shelo bat aviv, but we don't share a father. What about bat imo ubat aviv? Right? What about a sister who is a full sister from both? We share the same parents, father and mother, minayin. How do we know I cannot sleep with that sister? Tama Lomar, comes the Chumash to teach me, ervas achoso gila, I have uncovered the nakedness of my sister. But what we're doing here is we need a third piece in the pasuk to teach me the full sister. The sister mentioned, the Chumash mentions half, paternal half-sister and maternal half-sister. And then we need the end of the pasuk, specific text, to teach me full sister. And the Gemara jumps on that and says, wait a minute. Ad she'ylo yomar, right? Before the text says it, yesh li bedin, I can learn it out by a kal v'chomer. Din usually in the Gemara refers to a kal v'chomer in this context. It could either mean judgment, it could mean a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Im anash, if I punish you, al bat aviv shelo bat imo. Right? A paternal half-sister who's not, doesn't share the common mother. Ubat imo, a half-sister from the mother, shelo bat aviv, we don't share a same father. If I'm punished for those two, bat aviv, ubat imo, a full sister, lo kol shekin, how much more so? I'm going to get punished. Right, I sleep with a half-sister, I get punished. I sleep with a full-sister, of course I get punished. Why do I need the Torah to come and use specific words to teach me that? Halamadata she'ein onshin min hadin. From here, you see, we do not punish based on a kal v'chomer. The text told me A, and the text told me B. Right, half-sister, paternal half-sister, maternal half-sister, sleep with them, punishment. I cannot deduce from there that you will get punished in an identical manner if you sleep with a full sister, because we don't punish from a kal v'chomer. Rather, I need the end of the pasuk to teach me, right, that I get punished if I sleep with a full-fledged sister. That concludes our learning for today, going out on a high note. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.